Phantom Wallet. Hit send and swap failures as Solana users. Pile in Phantom, the wallet most Solana users reach for first, told users early on July 12th that some of them were running into trouble moving funds. In a post from its official account at 0129 UTC, the team wrote that some users are experiencing degraded performance with sends and swaps, and said engineers were looking into it. The message drew more than 380 likes and over 220 replies within the hour, most of them from people confirming they had hit the same wall. That reply volume is the story as much as the outage itself. Phantom sits at the center of day-to-day activity on Solana, and when its send and swap paths stumble, a large share of the chain's retail users feel it at the same moment. The failure hit the two actions users rely on most sends, and swaps are the core of what a hot wallet does. A send moves tokens to another address. A swap routes an order through an aggregator or DEX and settles it on-chain. Both depend on a chain of moving parts. The wallet's RPC connections, the routing and quoting services behind swaps, and Solana's own transaction throughput. Degraded performance in either action usually points to a bottleneck somewhere in that stack, rather than a problem with a user's own funds. Phantom's wording matters here. Degraded performance is not the same as a full outage. Transactions were slow or failing to confirm for some users, not for everyone, and the wallet did not report any loss of assets. Funds sitting in a self-custodied Phantom wallet remain controlled by the user's keys, regardless of whether the app's front-end services are healthy. The friction was in getting transactions to land, not in who owns the balance. At publication time, Phantom had not posted a root cause update or an all clear. The company framed it as an active investigation, which is the honest posture in the first minutes of an incident, but leaves users without a timeline. Concentration risk is the real exposure. The outage lands on a familiar tension in crypto. Self-custody wallets like Phantom hand users their own keys, which removes the counterparty risk that froze balances at failed custodians. But the software layer that makes those keys usable, the RPC endpoints, the swap routers, the mobile app itself, is still a dependency. Owning your keys does not help much in the moment if the app you use to sign transactions cannot push them through. Solana users feel this sharply because so much of the ecosystem funnels through a small number of interfaces. When one of them slows down, there is no clean fallback for a casual user mid-transaction. More advanced users can point a different wallet at their seed phrase or send a raw transaction through another RPC provider, but that is not realistic for most people staring at a spinning confirmation. This is also why transaction routing infrastructure has become its own competitive field on Solana. Projects have started building dedicated pipes to get transactions confirmed faster and more reliably, an effort visible in launches like Privy and Jito Labs' full send routing service. The push exists precisely because getting a Solana transaction to land during congestion is not guaranteed. Spending and payment flows inherit the same dependency. For anyone using a Solana wallet as a spending tool, the incident is a reminder that the wallet layer sits underneath the payment layer. Cards and apps that draw from a self-custodied balance, including Solana-native card options that spend directly from your own wallet, rely on the same transaction path working when you tap to pay. A wallet that cannot reliably send is a wallet that cannot reliably fund a payment at the moment of purchase. That does not make custodial products safer overall. Custodial balances carry their own failure mode, where insolvency or a freeze can lock users out entirely, a risk self-custody is designed to avoid. The takeaway is narrower. Reliability of the software rails matters as much as who holds the keys, and a single app dependency is a single point of failure, even when custody is decentralized. SOL traded around 76.68 as of July 12th, down about 1.1% on the day, and roughly 4.7% over the week, per CoinMarketCap. The price move was modest and not clearly tied to the wallet issue, with the broader market reading fear at 31 on the Fear and Greed Index.